Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, yeah, let's get stuck into it for another afternoon. And I tell you what day is it? Yes, it's a Wednesday. Wellness Wednesday, which made an appearance at the back end of 2022. Well, it is locked and loaded for 2023. So I hope you're doing well today. And if you're not, make sure you reach out to someone and give you a little bit of a hand with that. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. Whoever you're listening, SEN's going to welcome you to this very broad house of worship. And worship we will today at the altar of Adrian Prezenko. Well, we actually won't worship Prezenko, but anyway, he's a good fella. Sydney Morning Herald's chief rugby league reporter. He is back, so we're excited about that. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. He is on fire today, Coach K. He's had a really, really strong day. We want the same from you too via the text line. That's all thanks to SBS Fence, to our great major sponsor. Greg Chalmers, we're mates with the Snake. He's over there playing in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, so we'll have a chat to him about, you know, he's Gareth Bale, Josh Allen, Macklemore. We all know him from such things as the NRL Grand Final. But yeah, we'll have a chat to Greg about that. Afternoon's Amplified and a score update with Coach K. Spencer Johnson, have you been impressed with him? I have been. Got a really nice free action, left armour, bowls quick, great bounce, tall man. Why has it taken him so long to make an impact? He's 27 years of age. We'll get the inside story there. The Brisbane Heat, of course, playing the Sydney Sixers tomorrow night at the SCG. You'll hear that across the SEN network. Dougie Bollinger and myself with the great privilege of calling that game. So go the Sixers in that one. We won't mention that to Spencer Johnson. The 2 o'clock flock is on. You better give us a call, 1300 01 1170. You got a chance to win, courtesy of tennisonly.com.au, a Wilson Pro Staff racket. This is good. Tennis Only, shop online at Australia's number one tennis retailer, tennisonly.com.au. Jared Condon from readingtheplay.com.au, give us his thoughts on the early markets that opened up for the Super Bowl. Score update with Coach K. And then that text line again, your chance to win the Signet Boost Power Bank and a double pass to the Sydney Sixers versus the Brisbane Heat match tomorrow night. So we're giving away the double pass. We're all going to load that up with the Signet Boost Power Bank, are we? That's all in the one. Gee, that's a good prize. Get the text messages flowing, and they're already flowing, actually, talking about our talk topic today, which we'll reveal very shortly. 0457 736 736. All right, let's get into it. Where else would we start other than Tom Trbojevic's hamstrings, given it's Wellness Wednesday? Hope you're well, Tommy. Let's have a listen to how the Seagulls superstar went on his trip to the United States.
He's not going to go there and tell me when I can and can't play. It's more about what I can do to become a better athlete, to be more sustainable in the long term. He not only can look at you and work out where you need to improve on, but he can show you himself. Like, you know what you're doing wrong, and then showing you the way forward. Certainly it gives me a lot of confidence, and I guess having something to work on that, you know, is a bit different, it, you know, definitely helps you mentally as well. So, yeah, I feel really good.
So we were talking on Friday, James Magnuson and I, we were looking at the vision of Tommy T training over there, and he wasn't doing anything too revolutionary. However, it's given him a whole heap of confidence coming back here. Anthony Seibold was in that press conference as well. It looks like bad news, Doggies fans. He's going to be right for round one. Does he play at fullback? Maybe he plays in the centres. I think the analyst is hoping he plays in the centres. But Anthony Seibold shut that down. People can say it's a bigger workload at fullback, but the workload has nothing to do with Tom's hamstring history. So it's more about the changing of direction as opposed to how much running he actually has had to do, the mechanics, etc. But then he also got into this, Anthony Seibold. Now, Peter Peters, who has been on this program previously, Zorba, he's a premiership-winning player from 1973, one of the toughest, wildest grand finals in history. Manly defeated the Cronulla Sutherland Sharks, but Zorba's had a very decorated career across the media, has worked for the Eagles at different stages as well. But remember, he said that if it was up to him, he'd be cutting Tom Trbojevic loose. He doesn't think you're getting value for money from the great Tommy T, not related to the way he plays, just related to his injury history. So let's have a listen to the response from Anthony Seibold to that.
Yeah, well, it came from, you know, a former player of our club, so that was disappointing to hear that in the public domain. But, you know, I can't control the commentary from outside the building. But one thing I do know is that, you know, he is an important player to our club and where we are and where we want to go. So, you know, I think it's easy to make comments like that. But, yeah, I don't think it was an educated comment.
So you know what, you know, do I hand out advice occasionally? Does anyone listen? Rarely. But who cares what Zorba thinks? In fact, Zorba's fully entitled to his opinion and gives it often and always. But no one cares inside Manly what Peter Peters has to say about that. And if you're happy with Tom Trbojevic and what he's doing and what he brings and what you're paying him and the value that you get, who cares what Peter Peters thinks? That would be the way I would respond to that. But anyway, have your say on that. Talking about injuries, this was a shocker, wasn't it? Cade Dykes, young star, played a couple of games in the NRL last year. Tuesday, that's yesterday, was his 21st birthday, did his ACL. So just waiting for scans to confirm that, but it looks like he's done his ACL. So he's the son of former Shark Anil Adam Dykes, lived in the same street at Caringbah South, actually. Good young fella, Cade. Very, very talented player. But it also happens on the same day they release Lachie Miller to the Newcastle Knights. So the timing is absolutely shocking. So you start looking at, well, who are the options there? Because it's Will Kennedy, and you thought Cade Dykes was next in line, and he's going to put pressure on Will Kennedy. But now you start looking at, well, do you put Matt Moylan back there? Probably not. Do you look at Nicho Hynes? No, you'd hate to move him, the reigning Dally M medalist from that halfback position. So what do you look at there? Connor Tracy, maybe. Kyle Iroh, he's the one that stands out for me. He had his debut last year. He's done really well for Newtown, played really well for the Cook Islands in the Rugby League World Cup. So they're reasonably well serviced in that regard. And that's why Lachie Miller has been released to the Knights. But yeah, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Such bad luck for Cade Dykes. Better news for Jason Saab. Talking about the Seagulls, his return from an ACL injury is going better than expected. So he's looking at a round 10. So that's good news. More rugby league news. Will Penasini has signed on for the Parramatta Eels for another couple of years. He'll be there until the end of 2025. So still plenty of time if Eddie Jones wants to sign him for the 2027 Rugby World Cup. 26 and 27 would be the option for that. If you're looking at Will Penasini, I think they had higher hopes than that, Rugby Australia. I certainly would in my mind. But Parramatta fans, you must be happy with that. So you've got Dylan Brown, yes. Will Penasini, yes. And Mitchell Moses, question mark. So we're just waiting on the Mitchell Moses one. But Here's the thing, Will Pennicini, that's great. Sign him for another 2 years. What do we say on this program, Coach K? Does he represent value? We don't know. We don't know. We don't know what it's getting paid. Will Pennicini, if he signed for 400, 400, 500, you go, oh, yeah, that's good. If he signs for 600, you go, I don't know whether that's good value. So it's all about the value. I mentioned rugby. Eddie Jones is back. Of course he is. Here's Ed, who was talking yesterday. I think he was down there at Matraville Sports High, wasn't he? It was Matto High when he and the Ella brothers went through there, the legendary Mark, Glenn and Gary. But here's Eddie Jones talking about what it means to be back as the Wallabies coach and what it means to play in Bledisloe Cup games.
We know as Australians, if we can take New Zealand, then we're in a good position to take the World Cup. So we'll certainly be prioritising that. But again, it won't be the be-all and end-all because the World Cup is a major tournament. But certainly, you know, we've got a home game against them in Melbourne where we hope to have a sell-out crowd, which will be a great occasion. And we know that the last time the Australians played there, you know, the referee made a difficult decision at the end of the game and is still recovering from it.
So let me get this right. Eddie Jones is just first day back, basically, as the Wallabies coach, and he's blowing up about a refereeing decision that happened against the Wallabies when he wasn't even in charge of the Wallabies. I love it, Ed. But here's Eddie Jones' thoughts on how the Wallabies might go in the upcoming Rugby World Cup. When's that to be played? End of the year. So I think October. But here's Eddie Jones and his thoughts on Australia's chances at the Rugby World Cup.
Our target's to win the World Cup. We win the World Cup, it changes things for rugby in Australia. So our target's to win the World Cup, then we'll worry about what happens after. And to win the World Cup, yeah, we're going to take this talented group of players who are going to have to work together to make a team that has a competitive edge over the rest of the world. And if you look at world rugby at the moment, there's six teams not separated by a cigarette paper. Yeah, they're so tight. And the team that learns the most over the next 9 months will be the team that lifts the William Webb Ellis Trophy in Stade de France on the 28th of October at about 11 p.m.
In the age of vaping, I'm not sure everyone, the younger listeners, know exactly what a cigarette paper is, but that's Eddie talking about it. So again, think about the messaging that he is putting out there. Have we changed our thoughts on the Wallabies and their chances at the Rugby World Cup in the space of 3 days? I have. Just on the back of what Eddie Jones is saying, how he's saying it, think about the visualisation that he's doing right there for you and I. Raising the World Cup about 11 p.m, Stade de France, 28th of October. That is what the Wallabies are working towards in season 2023. I think this is the move that Rugby Australia had to make. It's exactly right. Hang on for dear life over the course of the next 5 years. But tell you what, it's going to be interesting. It is going to be very, very interesting. Davey Warner's come out just as they are flying out for India and saying he's got a little bit of scaredness about what's going to happen for the next 5 to 10 years around Test cricket. So he's talking about Ollie Davies, who's this young star for the Sydney Thunder. Really, really entertaining bat, and he doesn't really want to play red ball cricket. But Davey Warner makes a really good point. So one, if you can get into that central contracting, that not only do you get the benefit of being centrally contracted and they get paid a lot of money, the best 17 players in Australian cricket, and rightfully so, but you also then put your name out because you're going to play in international tournaments. So if you want to be just a T20 cricketer and go and play in the franchise, there's not many do that without having played for Australia extensively. Very few have been able to carve out. Remember, you know, you have to be at the very best, the best of the best, if you are to do that. So whilst you might think that's the way forward with T20 cricket, doesn't necessarily play out for all those involved. Just on that, the BBL team of the tournament, we've got that from the 8 coaches have all had their vote. So Matt Short, Steve Smith, Aaron Hardy and Sean Abbott all got 8 out of 8 votes, which is no real surprise there. 7 votes for Josh Inglis, who will be the wicketkeeper. And then we've got 6 votes for Aaron Finch. He's going to skip at the side. Tom Rogers from the Renegades as well. 5 votes for Michael Nisa, Andrew Tighe, Paddy Dooley, And Chris Lynn snuck into the side with 3 votes there as well. So Paddy Dooley. Now, Paddy Dooley's got this bowling action that all the kids are replicating now. I've got a young bloke who goes, "Dad, I'm doing my Paddy Dooley." So that's how much of an impact Paddy Dooley has made. The other one who made it in there, Tim David. He was getting 5 votes as well for his work with the Hobart Hurricanes. My point is this. Why is he batting 5? He got 5 votes. Bat him at 3. Bat him at 4. You get 8 votes. I can't understand why he sits in the shed so long and you don't get him out there. Harry Sudo won't be sitting in the sheds. Now, be honest. Before the World Cup of 2022, did anyone have a clue about Harry Sudo? No, neither did I. So there he is running around for the Socceroos in that first game against France. I'm like, geez, how tall is that bloke? And then he comes up with some of the cleanest tackling in the World Cup, announces himself on the world stage, and now he has signed a deal. It's a transfer deal. GBP, that's Great Britain pounds, 15 million. So Aussie dollars, about 26.4. So he's obviously going to get paid handsomely for that as well. So great news. They're struggling at the moment. We'll ask Coach K about this. What happens if Leicester go down from the Premier League? What happens to Harry's contract? And does he have out clauses and all that sort of stuff? But thoroughly deserved, Harry Sudo becoming a highly paid footballer over there in the EPL on the back of what he did, not just for Australia in the World Cup, but certainly for Stoke over an extended period as well. Tommy T is back on this Wellness Wednesday, which is fantastic. It's given us our talk topic today, the great returns from injury. I know Matty White mentioned it earlier. We've just got to start it off the top. James Tedesco, ACL, first game, playing for the Tigers, does his ACL, basically in the first 20 minutes of his NRL career, and everyone held their breath. This young kid coming out of Camden, is he going to be okay? I think he's been okay. Arguably, the best player in the world right now. So the great returns from injury, we want them via the text line. You can't, a chance to win the Signet Boost Power Bank, your chance to win the double pass for the Sixers versus the Brisbane Heat. All right, let's get to a break. After the break, we're back with our man, Adrian Prezenko. Stick around.